Welcome to The Masterson Inheritance. By the 1920s, the movies of Hollywood had cast their spell over the world, a spell that entranced even the Mastersons. Tonight, our team of performers will attempt to spontaneously dramatize the story of those Mastersons who were drawn to the glamour and bright lights of Tinseltown, a story based entirely on the suggestions of our studio audience. No script, no rehearsals, just an audience and a couple of microphones. To bring you this story, we have Josie Lawrence, Phelan McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney. Right, I'm going out into our studio audience now to get some ideas to start tonight's story. And now we're in Hollywood in the 1920s, and the first thing we want you to suggest is something that might happen, or that does happen, behind the scenes on a film set.
Murder.
Just a kind of day-to-day thing. Happens every day. All right, then, murder. The next thing we'd like you to suggest is a reason somebody might be blackmailed.
They've had a sex change.
They've had a sex change. Okay. The next thing is a star quality. Something that somebody has that might make them a star.
Big bosoms.
Now, the last thing we'd like you to suggest is a title for tonight's episode. And as usual, we'd like it to include the name of the Mastersons. So the Mastersons do something, or the something of the Mastersons, something like that.
Valentine's Day Masterson.
The St. Valentine's Day Mastersons. The Masterson Inheritance. This week, the St. Valentine's Day Mastersons. Hollywood in the 20s. The place for ruthless, ambitious, beautiful people. A perfect place then, possibly, for a Masterson. So thought Genevieve Masterson. For she was on her way to Hollywood. She wanted to make it as a movie star. On her way, she had met a young lady called Carmen Hughes. Genevieve was a classic English rose. Carmen was an altogether brassier affair. Platinum blonde and full of balls. Together...
I've never been to the Americas before.
You've never been to Hollywood?
No, never. I want to go into motion pictures.
Gee, doesn't everybody want to go into motion pictures? I just can't wait to be a star. No. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm so full of balls most of the time. Listen.
The two?
We gotta get a place to stay. Why don't yours and I's get a place together?
Room together?
Yeah.
Girl chums?
Yeah.
Pajama parties? Midnight feasts? Oh, yes, yes, let's.
Yes, Genevieve had spent a little too long at public school. Meanwhile, on the set of one of the films made by Pandora Movies, Emerson J. Bancroft was perplexed. For a corpse had been found on set. He was just a lighting man, no one important, but the circumstances were suspicious. He was talking to Billy Jakes, the head roustabout, who'd just come from a carnival. Not really sure what a job title might be in the movies. Emerson J. was worried. If news of this got out, it could ruin the studio.
I didn't order a corpse.
Well, we know you didn't order a corpse, but there's a corpse here. What are we going to do with it?
Listen, I'm trying to make a film here, right? You understand what I'm saying? What's a guy gonna do to get a cup of coffee around here?
Ask someone for a cup of coffee.
All right. I like you. You're the head roustabout, huh? Tell me, what exactly do you do?
Well, I kind of Roustabout.
Well, roustabout and find out how this happened and get rid of this body.
Okay. Well, I'll just take it away, pick it up, and I'll put it in the dressing room.
You gonna tell me everything you're gonna do?
If you want.
I didn't ask you to, but I did ask for a cup of coffee. What's your name again?
Kind of slipped me for the moment.
Slipping, I like it. Hey, slipping, come back and see me when you started this out.
Carmen and Genevieve had found a room. It was a run-down affair, rather dowdy and depressing, but they didn't care, for their ambition and their good cheer seemed to brighten the place up. They had become fast friends.
I'm so excited.
So am I.
Now, how are we going to find out about auditions?
Well, tomorrow I heard that they're auditioning at Pandora Movie Studio.
Really? What for?
I don't know. Does it matter? We have to put on our best dresses and our best hat and gloves and hammocks and shoes. And go there.
Yes, let's. I'm so excited, Carmen. It's thrilling to have you as a new chum. It's thrilling to be here in Hollywood. I'm just chuffed to bits.
Chuffed? You have a rash?
Oh, Carmen, you've so much to learn. And I too. But this is the beginning.
The beginning?
The beginning of a new life for us. We're going to be stars.
Stars?
We're beautiful, we're 19, and we're gifted.
And thank God we're on the radio.
Ah, what hope. What sweet, sweet hope, possibly soon to be sullied by this dirty, dirty business. Someone who had succeeded in this business was Randolph Mayfair. He was a dashing cove, the star of many an action flick. He was relaxing by his pool in his luxury home. His wife, Loretta Basil, also a movie star, had been his wife for some 2 years, but the marriage was not a happy one.
Ah, Loretta.
R. Randolph.
How are you today? Are you well?
Well, I don't know. I could do with another drink and one of those pink pills.
By the way, the swimming pool's on fire. Do you think neat vodka was really such a good idea? You drunken slut.
Don't speak to me that way, Randolph.
I'll speak to you any way I like. You're my goddamn wife and you're a goddamn embarrassment to me.
What do you mean, an embarrassment to me?
Thy public out there know me as the Desert Prince.
The Desert Prince?
Yes. I'm the only man in this industry that can make sand interesting on screen.
My God,
I'm well paid for that skill as well, Loretta. And I would allow my career to be dragged down to your level.
Just remember, I'm a star, too.
In your dreams.
Not in my dreams. What about the magic box?
It was the reason why I married you, I know. But after a while, I realized you did it all with mirrors, and I went right on.
But Loretta also was angry. Angry because of Randolph's repeated affairs. There was not a starlet on the lot that he had not had, or at least tried to have. It drove her wild with jealousy.
You've been putting it about again, putting it about. Every day I turn my back, you put it somewhere else.
Well, you shouldn't turn your back then, should you?
I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
No, you don't have to.
I'm not going to lie down and take this. I'm not going to sit back and let it happen.
Yes, it leaves a rather nasty taste in the mouth, doesn't it?
There's a party tonight.
There's a what?
A party.
You're not going to that party tonight.
Yes, I'm going to the party. Emerson Jay's giving the party. Now, let me tell you, if I so much as see you looking at another girl, I'm going to do something that you're going to regret for the rest of your goddamn day.
Just one question.
What?
What does slooking mean? I wouldn't like to do it without knowing. I would...
be a terrible thing is if I slooked without even realizing what I was all about.
Slooking is looking with a leery sneer.
Well, then surely it should be snooking.
I need another drink.
I love that woman.
Their fame, their wealth, their success. The success had not brought them happiness, neither had their success. Emerson J. Bancroft was a worried man. Pandora movies were in trouble, deep, deep trouble. They needed a hit. Their ideas man was Clinton Geiger. He was the guy who was supposed to come up with the goods, and he had five flops in a row.
I got an idea. Got a great movie.
All right, give me the idea.
Right, the idea is, you see, you got this dog, right? You got this dog, very intelligent dog. Dog gets trapped down a mine shaft.
Yeah.
It dies. The film's called The Day the Dog Died Down a Mine Shaft. Look, a lot of people work in mine shafts. They're supported in the film industry. They haven't got films made for people living in mine shafts. This is a great movie.
Got any other ideas?
Abbott Costello meets Godzilla.
I like it.
You do?
We need to have Abbott Costello in it.
No, we don't need Godzilla either.
That's good. What's a guy got to do to get a cup of coffee around here?
You're asking for a cup of coffee, haven't you been told that?
Damn, keep forgetting. You better come up with something soon.
Okay.
I'm losing money hand over fist.
Hand over fist?
Yeah.
Magnificent. A boxing movie. You get this old nun who has to fight the world heavyweight championship of the world to save an orphanage. But the twist is she gets killed in the first round. And falls down a mine shaft on top of the dock.
Yeah, I like it.
It could be one of the greatest subterranean religious films ever made.
I like it. Put some of those ideas down on a piece of paper and bring it into my office tomorrow morning.
Right.
Make sure it's tomorrow morning. We're right up against the wall on this one.
Okay.
Carmen and Genevieve were on their way to the studio. They got to the studio gates.
Now, you gotta make sure your yoke's respectable.
Okay.
And you gotta make sure that you look like you're gonna work here.
Of course. Oh, hello.
Can I see the evidence? Do you have an appointment here?
The evidence is before you, you jerk. Why'd you want to see your evidence? It's sticking out the mile in front of her chest.
Of course. Well, I'll just open up the barrier and let you through.
Thank you. Come on, Carmen, quickly.
Run.
Before. Oh, I can't run too fast. I just remembered.
You know, they are the most amazing Bazoomas I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yes, they run in the family. The Masterson girls have always had a fine pair of breasts. We're known for it.
They're so fine, they're almost unreal.
They're real, Carmen, believe me.
Look. Here's a door. Emerson J. It's his door.
Let's knock.
Anybody know what you gotta do to get a cup of coffee?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sure I could find you a cup of coffee.
No. I'll go find a cup of coffee.
All right.
You stay here and talk.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Emerson Jay. Get your coffee now.
The minute Emerson Jay looked on young Genevieve, something snapped inside of him.
My God. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
What was your name?
Genevieve. Genevieve Masterson, I've
never heard that name before, and yet I feel as if I've known it since the dawn of time.
It's strange. I look into your eyes, and I feel as if I've met you in a previous life.
Weird, huh? You're beautiful. What are you doing here?
Oh, it's crazy.
Stop talking and kiss me. Sorry, I was just getting a coffee.
But Emerson thought to himself, if he had fallen for this girl, having seen her just for a moment, what about the audiences? Wouldn't they fall for her too? Shouldn't he screen test her right away? Maybe the savior of Pandora movies was standing there before him in all her buxom glory.
I know what you're thinking.
You're not alone.
And yes, I will screen test for you, Emerson.
Oh, yeah, that. I was thinking that, too. You will?
Yes.
Great, I'll have the studio set up. You get down to makeup now and get yourself prettied up, though. They won't have to do much work.
Oh, I shall see you later on the set.
Of course you will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Why, it's affected me in such a way. All I've got to do is ask for a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes, love had worked its spell. Randolph was in his dressing room. Before him lay an envelope with familiar writing. He opened it and read a familiar letter. A letter full of demands. A letter full of threats. A letter full of menace.
You may already have won a cash prize. Your name has been entered into our monthly draw. And should you win, you have a good chance of winning your own weight in paperbacks.
Rubbish.
Ah, but what's this? You may already have won. But it's another one under the lid. Ah, different handwriting. Dear Randolph, enjoy reading this letter because it will be the last letter you ever read. Reader's Digest have changed their tune.
Husband.
What?
It's me.
Ah, Loretta. Have you read the letter, Loretta?
The letter?
Yes, the letter, Loretta. There's a better letter than that one, Loretta. That letter, Loretta. That letter, Loretta.
There's a girl here. Have you met her?
Is that the one who looks like an Irish setter? I like the look of her. I might pet her later on.
Don't you dare. I hear that Emerson Jay's going to give her a screen test, and I don't like the look of her.
Why?
She's beautiful, and I don't like beautiful girls.
You've never been able to stand beauty, have you, Loretta, ever since that hideous accident with the acid? One too many trips, wasn't it?
You have to bring that up.
Yes, I do. It's my only form of amusement. Look at you now, you raddled old hag.
Don't put that mirror in front of my face. I can't bear it.
That's not a mirror. That's a picture of a very old woman in the Reader's Digest.
I hate you.
You may already have won the chance to win a new set of teeth. You hate me, but look at yourself. You hate yourself. You drink. Your rattled body is falling to bits.
And why
the only
you
movie you could be in would be a disaster movie, my love.
And why do you think I drink? Why do you think you're known as the Prince of the Sand? That's because the sand looks more interesting than you do.
Take that back!
I won't.
I insist.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
No!
Yes!
Ah!
I'm gonna go and have a look at this screen test.
I bet you £5 you can't get out of the room.
What have you done with the door?
Yes. Right, I've had door wallpaper put up in this room. One is the real door and which one is mere quackery?
This one. No, this one.
Good luck, Loretta.
This one. Where did he go?
And she was left alone. Alone with her drink. Alone with her madness. At the screen test, Genevieve was doing marvellously. Emerson was very, very pleased indeed. But the screen test was, of course, with her leading man. And her leading man would be, naturally, Randolph himself.
Hello.
Hello.
You must be pleased to meet me.
Why, yes. Genevieve Masterson.
Yes, you may have seen me in the dunes of Iwo Jima.
Yes. You were quite marvellous.
Indeed I was.
In fact, it was you that inspired me to go into this business.
Okay, step by roll, everything.
Ready when you are.
Okay, and action!
They were, of course, doing a silent movie on the radio.
Ah, brilliant! More, more!
Screen test was a fantastic success.
Cut! 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 Print!
How was I?
How were you?
Yes.
My dear, you could become the new Theda Bara.
What's wrong with the old one?
Have you seen her mascara lately? Not a pretty sight. I could make you the number one vamp on the silver screen.
Oh, do you really think...
Yes, I do.
Randolph, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I don't even know what I'm saying myself.
I'll take a guess.
Yes, dear.
You're saying you want Genevieve to be the leading lady in your new picture?
That's right, I do.
Oh,
hey, but
yes.
Wait a minute.
How are we going to
Randolph,
tell...
Randolph, why don't we tell Loretta?
I know. Difficult, but I think I should tell her.
Okay, that's good.
Tell her tonight.
That night, at his luxury house, Randolph was preparing to break the news to Loretta.
Now, I don't like the woman. She's an alcoholic. But I must be gentle with her. A sudden shock could easily tip the balance and send her completely loopy.
I got out.
I wouldn't bother turning up to the studio tomorrow. You've been sacked from the film.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Oh.
It's true.
It's that woman. That woman with the big bosoms, isn't it?
Yes. She photographs much better than you. Mind you, an ironmonger's arse would photograph.
Stop it, I tell you. Stop it. I can't stand these constant jibes.
Let me just make a note of that. It's a good idea, actually.
Do I mean nothing?
Constant jibes? How did you know I was having an affair with her?
Why, there isn't a woman in Hollywood that you haven't touched with your tiny pretzel.
You know what shape a pretzel is?
Exactly.
Yes, you haven't seen it when it unwinds, though, have you? I could knock that bloke's hat off at the end there.
I don't believe it. What is this woman's name?
Her name is Genevieve Masterson.
Will she be at this party tonight?
She will. She will be on my arm as I show her off to the elite of Hollywood.
I'm not jealous at all, my darling. I'm glad for you. Why, I'll come to the party, too, and congratulate her myself.
So it's left.
Oh, now my bicycle's broken.
The party that night was to be a glittering affair. A glittering party to celebrate St. Valentine's Day. But in a corner, two bitter, bitter women were talking. Yes, Carmen and Loretta.
Say, are you Loretta Mayfair? Wife of Randolph Mayfair, the Screen Sand God?
Yes, I am. So what do you want to know?
My name's Carmen, Carmen Hughes. I came here to Hollywood with Genevieve Masterson.
Genevieve Masterson?
Yes.
I don't want to hear her name.
Why?
Because I hate her.
Hate her? So do I.
Why do you hate her?
Because she said she was going to get me an audition, and all she did was get a screen test for herself. And now she's going out with Randolph, and Emerson J. loves her, but I found out something nobody knows.
What is it?
She takes size 9 shoes.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah. And you know her bosoms?
Yeah.
They're not real.
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Carmen, you interest me. Let's go into the back room and talk.
And so they talked and plotted. Meanwhile, Emerson had seen the light that shone from Randolph and Genevieve. He saw they made a perfect couple, and he was prepared to sacrifice his own love for Genevieve in order to save the studio. They would make the perfect screen couple. And he was about to announce their future engagement, even though Randolph was still married to Loretta. That was the way they did things with Hollywood, when Loretta appeared on the balcony above, holding a submachine gun.
Mr. Emerson?
Yeah?
Here's your cup of coffee.
Flippin'. You made it back, Flippin', just in time for the party. Loretta's gonna do a trick with the gun.
What are you doing up there, Loretta?
I wanna kill you. I hate you, Randolph, and I hate that new bitch, too. But before I kill you, I got a friend here who's got something to say.
Genevieve, it's me, Carmen.
Hello, Carmen. What is it?
There's a whole lot more to Genevieve Masterson that meets the eye.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Carmen.
Genevieve Masterson
Carmen.
Is really...
Carmen!
Oh! My God! She's got a knife in her back!
Oh, God! And so, Carmen slumped to the floor, and behind her stood a mysterious figure.
You might recognize me if I open my shirt.
It's Clement Freud!
Wrong, Randolph. It's me, Genevieve.
Genevieve?
Yes.
Boy, you've changed.
This puts a whole new slant on the film.
You could say that, yes.
But you're a man.
That's right. These breasts aren't real.
That's right.
Could I bother them for half an hour?
There'll be a small
charge. Gets lonely up in the hills.
I know.
Yes.
I've got the hills.
Being a man, she had managed to run up the stairs very quickly and stab Carmen in the back before anybody had noticed that she was missing. It was then that Loretta faced Genevieve, or Jerry, as she was called.
Why? Why'd you kill all those girls? Why'd you come dressed as a female? Why? Why? Why?
Don't you see? I wanted fame. I wanted money. I wanted showbiz. And I had to get it at any cost. You see, I had to change my sex because I needed to be a star.
She clasped the knife to her own, or his own, breast or breasts and plunged it deep into him or her. Oh. And she sank to the floor. Oh. And they all watched her. She died. Eventually. They watched these rich, these powerful people. They watched someone who was so desperate to have what they had. Randolph, unhappy, the prince of the desert. Loretta, drink-sodden and alone. Emerson, a lonely man as well. They had power, but they had not love. Nor had Genevieve, and that is what she had searched for. She had searched for something more, something to pass on, something to leave to those that would come after her, something that might be the Masterson inheritance. You heard Josie Lawrence, Fela McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney. Dialogue, music, and sound effects were improvised live at the Paris studio. The studio managers were John Whitehall, Wilfred Acosta, and Colin Guthrie. The producer was Phil Clark.